Let's go inside Beaver Dam High School athletics and activities right now this week as we bring in the esteemed director of athletics and activities at Beaver Dam High School, Ryan Gerber. Coach, boy, you know, looking outside as we record this thing, you know, kind of the crossover week with some winter sports wrapping up with state basketball, and now we got softball diamonds dry and being practiced on. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is awesome. Softball was able to get their practices started Monday, and I know Coach Schmidt had said the field was in perfect condition, the right amount of moisture on the field, and so they're ready to go. I know Tuesday they're doing a little inter-squad scrimmage action over there, so they're rocking and rolling. And I know like track's been out. They've been inside one day since they started last week, and I know baseball's itching to go. So this has been great. I just hope that the lakes and the rivers and the streams find a way to bounce back this summer.
Yeah, it was fun. I went out to practice on Monday and just took some in, and the energy that you had out there, you know, as Coach Schmidt said, if you heard the interview I did with her, you know, you go to practice, you open up, you know, in the field house or at the Admiral. Well, when you're actually on the field taking grounders and getting fly balls off the jugs machine, man, it feels like baseball and softball season.
Yeah. Let's fire up the grills. Let's make some brats and hamburgers. Let's go.
Rumor has it you're the one that's going to be grilling hamburgers and brats at the concession stands this year. Is that right?
No. I defer that kind of work to Mr. Tronson. He is the chef. Okay. So I defer that kind of work to him.
Hey, you know, we're talking a little spring sports here, but we talked about the unprecedented success that the athletic programs and some of the extracurricular activities had in the winter sports. And we're going to kind of use this show to talk about some of those success stories, Ryan. Is that right? Does that sound good?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have a great winter season and a lot of all conference and all state accolades to go around.
So where do you want to start? I mean, you're the keeper of the list, aren't you?
Well, let's start all conference.
Okay.
So, obviously, I want to provide a little bit of context on how these go, just so everyone is kind of aware of what we're looking at. So all of the schools in the Badger Conference, after every sports season, fall, winter, or spring, they get together at a central location. This year was at Monona Grove, and they have their business meeting where they kind of reflect on what's going on in the conference, but they also put in new rules and bylaws. And at that meeting, they also talk about all conference selections. Each coach in every sport, with the exception of wrestling, that's a little bit different, more on that later, is able to put up a certain number of kids to vote on, and then the coaches in the conference vote whether they are first team, second team, third team, honorable mention. So for boys basketball, two of our Golden Beaver boys basketball players received all conference nominations. The first is JT Call, who had a terrific season this year. Really was the heart and soul of that program this year. And he'll, by the way, be going to Edgewood next year to play. So we're really excited for him with that. He just announced that on social media this week. He was a first-team all-conference member, but also a unanimous selection. So a little bit on that. When the coaches vote, they rank every player that's nominated on a scale of 1 to 10. And some guys just won't get votes. So if you receive a 10, a 9, or an 8 score by all the voting coaches in the conference, you're considered a unanimous selection. That's a pretty big deal. That really tells you what the other coaches in the conference really value you at and how they see you. So for JT, not only to get on first team is always an accomplishment, but then also to be unanimous selection is a pretty awesome accomplishment as well.
Yeah, you know, and I was going to say, if you want to hear, I did a quick interview. I talked to JT about committing to Edgewood, and if you go to the audio tab at dailydodge.com, click on sports, you can listen to JT talking about his time at Beaver Dam and what he's looking forward to at Edgewood College.
Yeah, what an ambassador for the program and for our school, and just such a humble and nice guy, and I know he's going to do great things at Edgewood. Really his battery mate this year on the hardwood, EJ Salatel, who's a sophomore, came blossomed this year as a player, was able to receive second-team all-conference nomination this year, and that proves really well for him, not only as a reflection of this year, but even for next year. You know, if you're a second-team all-conference as a sophomore, that puts you in prime position to continue to grow, but also to get those conference and state recognitions as he gets older. So really excited for EJ.
Yeah, I know. He's fun to watch as well this year. Again, the Tim Lateran squads always play hard. They play basketball the right way, and glad to see some kids get recognition.
Yeah. And, you know, talking to coach, you know, so much of all of this, you know, depends on kind of how you finish. The team that typically finishes first gets more kids on than the team that finishes fifth, for instance. But for us to have two kids on the team and one to be unanimous really shows the coaches have a lot of respect for Beaver Dam boys basketball. And that's credit to Coach Ladron and the consistency that he's put out there, and really credit to his staff to develop year after year after year.
So congratulations to them. On the girls basketball side too, Beaver Dam was well represented.
Yeah, in girls basketball, you know, talk about girls basketball in the conference. Beaver Dam has really set the standard in the Badger Conference and really written the rules, for lack of a better term. So in girls basketball, the Badger Conference only recognizes a first team and an honorable mention. They don't actually have a second team. To compare that to the boys, the top five vote getters in the boys are first team, the next five are second team, and then you have honorable mention. In girls, there's just a first team, and that goes back to the teams that Coach Chase had, where he had seven players on any given team that were collegiate basketball players. And so in the Badger Conference, they have a first team, and it's the top 10 vote getters. So for girls basketball, that first team all conference would be Natea Donaldson, who had another exceptional year as a sophomore. And then, of course, Gabby Wilkie received first team all conference recognition by the conference.
So congratulations again, great run by the entire team for Beaver Dam. You know, ran into Pewaukee, you know, who obviously you saw what happened under Madison. So you know, that they have to hang their heads high as well, keep their chins up this year, because it's a great season.
Yeah, and you know, Gabby has gotten the first team recognitions for a long time. She's been a great player, and I know in the past she's been a unanimous selection, and that's allowed her to move up through the rankings for the state. Natea Donaldson, you know, I believe this is her first year being a first team all conference selection, but she's continued to grow, and really this team's going to be looking to her next year to take off. And like you said, you know, their season ended at the hands of Pewaukee, who we said when we talked about it, you know, there's no shame in losing to Pewaukee. You'd love to win that game, and they had the chances, but no shame in losing to Pewaukee. And they went up to the Rec Center and knocked off Notre Dame. So, you know, you end up losing to the defending or to the state champion. You know, that kind of tells you how your season went. And then they've had a wonderful year and just ran into a buzzsaw at the end.
You know, moving on to the ice, Ryan, Beaver Dam boys hockey and the Badger large, obviously back-to-back conference titles, and they had a bunch of recognition.
Right. So this was the second year in a row they've won a conference title. We talked about it last year, but last year's team was the first conference champion in program history. And I know that was really important to Coach Kraft. And he and I talked at the beginning of the year, and it's one thing to win it the first time. It's a whole other to defend and win it again. And they were able to find a way to do it, and had to go the hard way. They had to knock off Oregon, not just once, but twice. And if you remember back, Oregon's a team that bounced them from the playoffs last year, and Oregon featured probably the top scorer in the state. So for them to be able to find a way to win a conference championship again, beating Oregon, was a heck of an accomplishment. For that, by the way, Doug Kraft was named the Badger Large Coach of the Year. So great recognition for him and his staff and what they've done. As for players, they had two first teamers. Evan Burkhardt as a forward was a first team all conference selection, and he was a unanimous selection as well. So the coaches felt like, you know, unanimously, he obviously was on the first team, and he was joined on the first team by Henry Vick, who is a first team all conference goalie.
Excellent. So again, it's amazing to see those kids progress, you know, cause they've seen a lot of ice time out there, and to get everybody recognized or a good portion of the team recognized is an awesome thing.
Yeah. And so Joe Trotter, he ended up earning second team all conference honors. And, you know, we were delighted to have Joe join us this year. We would have loved to have had him the last few years. He was doing a couple different things in the hockey circuit. And I think when you talk to Joe, he'll tell you one of the most memorable things of his high school experience was really coming back and playing with his buddies. And he made a huge difference and was a huge part of why this team was able to do what they did. And so he received second team all conference honors. And then Boston Damon and Braden Strakota both were honorable mention all conference. And, you know, you look at those guys, I think in most leagues, Joa and Boston and Braden are first teamers. It just speaks really to the depth and quality of the Badger Conference. I know that our friends up north in the Badgerland don't necessarily feel that way, and that's why it was so sweet to see us be able to knock off Fond du Lac. But, you know, the Badger Conference is a legit conference, and they have really good players and really good teams, and really should be recognized for that.
Yeah, so that was good to watch. And Boston Damon, by the way, also was honored with the Hobey Baker Character Award.
Yeah, and it's one thing to be a great player. It's another for people to recognize how good of a person you are and the character. And that's really what we're trying to build, is not just great players and teams, but great human beings. Because when their hockey career is over, whatever sport you're going to be in, when that time comes and passes, you got to be a great citizen. You got to be a great American citizen. You got to be a great citizen of Beaver Dam and be a great family member, a husband, a wife, daughter, son, you know, all these things. And so we want to build good people, great people, in addition to great athletes.
So congratulations again, the boys hockey team, the girls hockey team. We've talked about it quite a bit. Mike Pogorelick's squad made a run, you know, a couple of wins shy of the state tournament, but they had a bunch of girls recognized as well on the all-conference team, a trio of them, to be a matter of fact.
Yeah, Addison Hoekstra was a defenseman, second-team all-conference. She was joined on the second team with Emily Smiedema, who was a fantastic goalie again this year. I think what really was the deciding thing is the Beloit Fury really swept a lot of the accolades this year. And, you know, again, hats off to the job that this team did. You know, for years and years, we were talking about if they could just break through and get that first win, get that extra goal. And now they were really putting themselves in a position to make a nice run in the playoffs and had a really nice season. And I know Coach Pogo is incredibly excited about next year and what's coming back, as well as what they're gaining. Speaking of one of them that's coming back, and all three of these players are, but a freshman that was a standout of the team was Emerson Damon. She received honorable mention all conference honors as well. So really great to see a freshman get on that list. Kind of like what I said earlier with regards to EJ Salatell and the basketball thing, you start to make those lists as an underclassman. That sets you up for recognition as you get older. So really nice to see her there.
So again, hockey, a great performance as well on and off the ice, and wrestling this year again, Coach Winker's squad. That was another fun group to watch this season.
Yeah, so wrestling's a little bit different than the other sports in that those other sports have coaches that vote and have to nominate players for the all-conference awards. In wrestling, it's based on how you finish at the conference meet. So you literally go out and earn your recognition. And so it really comes down to if you were the highest place finisher from the large, then your first team. And if you were the second highest place finisher in the large, you were second team. And then honorable mention is for an individual who maybe couldn't compete at the tournament. We'll talk about that in a second. So for the wrestling team, we've got a number of first team award winners. Easton Warden was a conference champion at 150 pounds. That means he's a first team all conference selection. And then we had Gavin Vitens. He was also a first team all conference. He was in the finals and finished second on the day. And then on the girl side, it was kind of an informal situation. The girls wrestling in the conference was kind of a trial run. Next year, we're going to be all out. But Charlie Winicky wrestled on the girls side at 138 pounds. She's our first conference champion in school history, and thus she would be our first team all conference selection on the girls side. A lot of work is going to be put into the girls wrestling side in the summer and getting ready for next year. That's an emerging sport, not only in Wisconsin, but at the collegiate level, and numbers are rising across the country and across the state. And so in the next few years, I know, I still sit on the exec board for the state of Wisconsin wrestling, and we're really looking at 25-26 as hopefully a year where we can split off the girls to the boys, but we're going to need to continue to increase in numbers and continue to get more and more people involved in coaching. So congratulations to those people. And then we had Avery Femright, who is our state qualifier place winner. He actually was a second team all conference selection based on his finish at the conference tournament. Go figure, a kid that goes and places at the state tournament ends up second place in the conference, but that's just the way it goes. It's how you finish. And then Landon Groh, 165 pounds. He was second team all conference. Colton Schultz, who was a state qualifier at 175 pounds. He also was second team all conference. And then Brock Muhlenbach was honorable mention all conference at 165. You might remember Brock broke his hand during the regular season and wasn't able to compete. Had he been able to, you would have seen him in that lineup, and I'm sure he would have had a real successful postseason run.
We'll talk with Ryan Gerber, Director of Athletics and Activities, here on Inside BDH Athletics on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Ryan, powerlifting, Coach Nowak and the powerlifting program is really growing at Beaver Dam. We've had, again, national qualifiers out of Beaver Dam High School.
Yeah, so we had six individuals that qualified to the national team, the national tournament. I know for sure one is going to compete. Talking with Coach, that tournament is down in Louisiana, so there are some issues with whether students go or not. But the six that qualified include Aubrey Lehman, Avery Prewee, Brandon Esser, Caleb Clapper, Gino Woodke, Dryden, and Sharon Lynn. So those six competed at such a level at the state to qualify for the national. So, yeah, it's nice to see that he continues to coach that is continues to pump out athletes that are able to compete and qualify and do very well for themselves at the state tournament.
Yeah, and that transcends into all athletics and just physical well-being. Is it getting kids in the weight room and working hard and then obviously working that into the competitions they do there? So a lot of athletics-type stuff as well. Again, you know, there's a lot, you know, kind of in no man's land for activities when it comes down. I know Tuesday night there's a concert I think it's the choir in the high school is doing
yep.
that. But
yep.
But there's a bunch of other stuff as kids are getting ready for the plays and some recognitions for them as well.
And before I get on that, I just want to say basketball has issued their academic all-state teams. So both boys and girls had eight individuals. I'll just run through those lists real quickly. But for the boys, JT Call, Jack Jens, Riley and Matt Doyle, Max Lukey, Jeffrey Freund, Cruz Rohde, and Jackson Ladron all were on the academic all-state team for boys hoops. And then for girls basketball, Shea Marie Ashley, Riley Zarnicki, Natea Donaldson, Mackenzie Gritzmacher, Abby Gutknecht, Emma Jolka, Ani Salatel, and Gabby Wilkie all were all-state selections for the girls' side. So our athletes getting it done both on the court as well as in the classroom. I would expect hockey and wrestling to be putting those lists out in the weeks to come. As far as activities go, yeah, it was in talking with Kyle Hendrickson. You know, they're kind of in a lull right now, and they just finished up their state solo ensemble, which we talked about last week. Now it's kind of just they're getting ready for their April and May events. So it was a little bit of a lull on the activities. But, you know, again, I just emphasize how hard those kids work. A lot of those kids are involved in multiple things, whether it's within the arts or the activities. I know we're talking a little bit for next year looking forward is in improving our arts, not performing arts, but arts as we develop a gallery within the auditorium. We'll be hosting the Badger Conference Art Show next year. So a lot of those kids are also involved there. So a lot of great things going on. And then, of course, April 17th, we'll be honoring all of our students who are committing to play some sport or activity at the collegiate level. So April 17th in the auditorium.
So it sounds good. There's a bunch of stuff going on. You mentioned softball is on the field right now. You got baseball and girls soccer starting on Monday. We have boys golf and boys tennis the 25th. So lots of stuff going on, Ryan, I guess.
And don't sleep on it. Prom coming up April 20th out at Old Hickory. And I know Coach Helgemo, who's working hard with track, she's in charge of our prom. And I know she's got about 40 people that are helping put that together. So that's another big event for us coming up in the very near future.
Hey, today is promposal day. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It is. So is restaurants going to come up to you sometime today and say, Ryan, will you go to prom with me to chaperone?
Well, I will be there. It'll be all hands on deck. Looking forward to prom. What a wonderful event. Can't wait.
Now, you're a little younger than me, though. Was promposals a thing when you were in high school?
Not at all, and I don't think I would have been able to handle that.
Do you know how I got going to prom? I was sitting, and we had a media class in Wisconsin Rapids, and I was sitting there, and I get told, I go, hey, wait, you going to prom? No. Carrie, are you going to prom? No. You guys are going to prom together. It's like, okay. That's how now all of a sudden you have to come up with some, you have to bedazzle stuff and come up with some extravagant video to do some TikTok.
I know. Isn't it, It's just something very special.
It is.
Very special.
Ryan, again, how do they get in touch with you at the athletic department, activities department, if people have any questions?
Well, give us a call. You can always do that. Although spring break is coming up next week. So if you call and you don't get an answer, just call again. But we're getting ready for our indoor meet. So we're going to be taking a couple days off and then getting back after it. Probably the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So getting ready for that. If you don't want to wait on us to call you back, you can always go on www.badgerconference.org. And on the right-hand side where it says Beaver Dam High School, all of our schedules are right there.
Well, we'll take next week off as well for Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities, Ryan. So we'll chat in a couple weeks. Thank you so much for the time, and it's always enlightening staying up to date with everything going on within the walls and on the fields, the courts, and auditoriums of BDHS.
Thank you, Wade. I always appreciate the time.